Hit Sound Ideas, there's an art to painting U.S. presidents. No pun intended. Chaz Fagan has depicted all of them, and he says showing the character of each individual is sometimes a tough task. There's an exhibit of the North Carolina painter's work at Bloomington's Eastland Mall. C-SPAN commissioned the portraits for a series it aired on American presidents in the late 1990s. Fagan spoke with GLT's Judy Valente about his love of presidential history and some of the surprising discoveries he made trying to depict each of these history makers.
So start with the earliest presidents, and there you can collect a limited number of portraits that exist of them that were painted from life, put them all together side by side, and try to see what the guy might have really looked like. And I thought that would be the hardest part, and when I get through that, it would just be smooth sailing because we have photography that came in. And it was right up until, I guess, it became the invention of the flash bulb. Because with photography, the early photographers were true artists and really setting up beautiful lighting and showing the shape of the face, which is the key for the artist, for me. So the earliest photographs were beautiful, and they were able to tell me a lot. The more modern photographs with the flash, eventually the flash became located on the camera. And so if you can imagine you're flashing a light, like flashing a flashlight at someone's face directly, you're not really seeing the shape of it. Whereas if you have an angled light off from the side like they do in movies, you can really see the shape and topography of that face and figure out, you know, what it is. So it turned out that the more modern presidents were the most difficult. We got too used to photographs. The flashbulb deleted all the shapes. And then, you know, we got used to candids and you know, interrupted moments where they're speaking and things like that, not the classic pensive moments.
You've described yourself as a presidential nut or aficionado. How did you get interested in the presidents?
I grew up in Europe as a kid, so inevitably you become much more patriotic and proud of your own country's short history.
Where was that that you grew up?
In Brussels, Belgium. The presidents themselves, just as a collection of people, that's just the nature of our system, where we have this election and then the person rises and becomes known and becomes voted in, and next thing you know, you have a brand new character, and it's usually every 4 or 8 years. It's incredible. So in terms of gathering a collection of people and personalities, the 40-some men that I got to paint were fantastic.
Did you, in the end, feel closer to some of the people that you painted than others, and for what reason?
I know for sure that I have a great fondness for President Taft now.
Why is that?
And that is, well, during that process, C-SPAN wanted to see some of this done live. So on the day that they came to my little upstairs studio, I happened to have Taft up. It was his turn. So he was the one that I had to paint live on TV.
So that's why you remember him.
Yes, and then the humor of it, too, because the room was so small that the poor camera guy had to be in my closet. So, you know, artist's utility-type closet. So, you know, I was painting this little face, and that little face was looking back at me, and all I could do was think of the way they described his, you know, bubbly, giggly laugh that was so contagious. So, just one of those great memories.
I want to ask you about that. Did you feel that you portrayed the personality of some of these presidents as well in your portrait? So how did you try to do that?
Well, in general, for any portrait painted or sculpted, that is my absolute goal, is to try to capture the personality. You know, in reality, these little portraits, and they are little, that was the benefit at the time of knowing that they were just for television and nothing else at the time, not exhibit, was that I could work fairly small and have a big impact.
So, for example, what traits did you try to bring out in which presidents?
Well, obviously, the one that, you know, you can associate with just because of his personal history was Kennedy, and trying to kind of convey some of that tragic story. So it wasn't jovial or anything. There's not a little bit of that Taft smirk going on. Things like that I tried to be conscious of.
What about Lincoln, who, you know, there's such iconic portraits of Lincoln. How did you deal with that?
Fortunately, in that era, it was perfect. The presidents became photographed with daguerreotypes, etc. So there was actually quite a quality of images to use. And what I remember with Lincoln, I've since painted Lincoln and sculpted Lincoln too. And at that point, I did not have the benefit of the life mask that I do now of Lincoln. But the one, again, it came back to humor. The one thing I remember most about researching Lincoln was his sense of humor. So he's supposed to have this wonderful dry sense of humor that could come out any time. So I wanted to make sure that the Lincoln that I was going to paint for C-SPAN was not the severe one that we think of, even at in Lincoln Memorial in certain lighting. It looks very severe and stern.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. I'm here with Chaz Fagan, who has painted the portraits of all 45 presidents. Did you learn something interesting about some of these presidents in doing the research and then try to bring out that interesting, surprising aspect in your portrait?
I know the one that I loved, well, there are two of them, I guess, and they're tied together in time, or sequentially and consequentially, is William Henry Harrison.
So who died in office and spent rather a short period as president.
It was about 30 days.
Right.
Yeah, no, that story, of course, is the one that is interesting. As a result, there really weren't that many photographs of him. And I found a fairly good daguerreotype, and then I realized that, oh, yeah, it looks like every other artist who's painted him has used the same thing. But in his case, yeah, he decided not to wear that top coat in the cold March day at inauguration to show how young he was, and that was not good.
He caught pneumonia and died.
But his successor is the one that got interesting in terms of, we think of plastic surgery today and airbrushing on a computer. There were daguerreotypes of Tyler, so John Tyler, and there were also some beautiful engravings. So I was looking at everything I could. And the engravings were particularly nice because they had nice shading, and I was thinking of using one exactly because it was just so good. But then there was something wrong, and it was his nose. So I guess, I don't know if it was requested or not, but the engraver altered his nose quite a bit and made it much more of a button nose or something, whereas he actually had the reverse. He had a very strong, remarkable nose. And that was very clear in the daguerreotype. So I ended up going back to true history and painting him as he really did look.
Who was the hardest to paint?
I had a hard time with President Carter. You have to find images of that era. He's obviously been photographed a ton since his presidency. But I was looking for that particular time period.
Right, because he's obviously doesn't look today as he looked when he was president.
A very recognizable, handsome man, but not as he did. And so I had to search and search and search, and I did have a very difficult time. But the result, I did what I thought I would never do, which was actually paint a smiling president. The idea of a portrait is trying to have that interpretive face. So a face where you can look at it and you can see some humor, perhaps see some deep thought at the same time. But you can bring to it what you wish. And the smile kind of negates that a bit, in that you have a person looking back at you smiling, and therefore you can't think of anything serious, or that he's thinking anything serious at the time when you're looking at him.
Is that the reason not to paint the presidents with a smile?
Yeah, I mean, just on a personal basis. I tend to do that in general when painting or sculpting people, because it allows so much more interpretation. You can interact with the person, hanging on the wall or standing in an atrium or something, so much more if you have a mix of expressions that you can find as the viewer. With a smile, you're just left with a person smiling, and there's no interpretation left. But with President Carter, the best images by far were the smiling ones, and again, remembering that time period well myself, that was very true. The image that was portrayed of him was the constant smile.
Did your own politics ever enter into it? I mean, I might have some difficulty if I were an artist having to paint some of the presidents I didn't particularly care for.
there's always something you can relate to or hang your thoughts and theme on if you can. But no, my goal was really just trying to represent them, the faces, trying to. For C-SPAN, the goal was to have all these images be very consistent so that you see that continuity of our history with all these people and all these transitions of power, but you still have the continuity. And that was my goal and aim.
Final question. Did it occur to you while you were doing these portraits that there was something that was missing? There were no females?
Well, definitely. And you couldn't help that. But I have to say, I think what the C-SPAN has added, details of the first ladies, things like that, added to the panel describing the president and his term. But as to all men, I had no choice in that. History does, but that'll come in time.
Chaz Fagan is the portrait artist who has painted the portraits of all 45 presidents. Thank you so much for talking with me.
It's wonderful to be here.
I'm Judy Valente.
The traveling exhibit of Chaz Fagan's American Presidents is on display at Eastland Mall through June 28th. Although there have been 45 presidents, there are only 44 portraits. That's because Grover Cleveland held the office for non-consecutive terms. He was both the 22nd and 24th president of the United States. You're listening to Sound Ideas.